Rocks.
In a preview of the conversation with founding member Grant Nicholas, we asked about the eighth album, Generation Freak Show, and whether this was a deliberate return to some of the earlier Feeder work.
No, there was no real plan. I mean, each album, you know, I don't sit down and have a great big sort of, you know, game plan for each record. It's just really what ends up on the final recordings. Now, I think after the Renegades project, which was obviously back to our roots, back to the more heavy side of the band, back to the heavier side of my writing, it just felt very natural to go back to the sort of, you know, more melodic sort of song-based stuff, which is what ended up on this record. But it was also important for us, you know, to keep some of the energy that we managed to get back from the, you know, from the whole Renegades project. So, you know, for me, I think Generation Freak Show is a classic Feeder album. It has all the different dynamics that we, you know, that people would expect from us. But it happened in a very natural way. I don't really sit down and plan things. I'm not that organised.
Well, Grant, we're really looking forward to some different stars with some acoustic Feeder, nice laid-back stuff on our special at the end of the month. If you had to choose a favourite star, though, which one would it be?
I like both. I mean, I'm a songwriter, so it's always a challenge, you know, to write songs that can be very mellow. But I also love to write anthemic songs and songs that are really heavy. I think that we're quite lucky that we do seem to find our music, you know, reaches, you know, quite a big audience. We came through, you know, in the magazines, you know, like Kerrang and stuff like that, obviously with some radio play to help. We've had songs that have crossed over into the more mainstream, but it's just a natural thing for us, and it's a natural thing for me as a songwriter. I didn't really have a massive game plan. I just think it's the influences that I grew up listening to, you know, that have gone into Feeder's music. But I see Feeder and I see my roots as being in rock, and that's always going to be that way. But at the same time, I could do an acoustic album and it would be probably perfectly acceptable. Rocks.